We have a question from Nigar Burhan, and he says, Assalamu alaikum, I'd like to ask about the sajdas in the Quran. Do we have to read the sajda and offer the prostration of recitation every time we pass by it, or can we collect all of it? He says, all 14 sajdas at one time. First of all, there are a number of verses throughout the Quran where the sunnah is that we offer prostration when we recite it or when we read it. The brother said that it is 14, and some scholars collect it as 14, but the most authentic is that there are 15 sajdas. And what is the ruling on such a sajda? It is recommended. It is sunnah. But it is not mandatory, as explained to us by Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. So, the ruling is, if you pass by a verse which contains a sajda, you have the right to do it, and this is recommended. This is the sunnah. And if you don't offer this prostration, you're not sinful. If you were listening to someone next to you in the masjid, and you were paying attention, and he passes by a verse that contains sajda, but he does not offer it, you should not offer it. While if he offers the sajda, as he is the reciter, the sunnah in your case is to follow it. So, to answer your question, no, it is not permissible to collect all these prostrations, all 15 of them, after you finish the Quran. So if you recite from Surah Al-Fatiha, chapter 1, until you conclude with Surah An-Nas, chapter 114, and then after that, you offer 15 sajda, 15 prostrations, this is not the sunnah, and it is not permissible. Because you have passed the location where you should have prostrated.